In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, this poem, Passion Sunday, is our gospel readings from John chapter 12 and Matthew chapter 26 through 27. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the hymn we sang last week, My Song is Love Unknown, there's an incredibly powerful line. Sometimes they strew his way, and his sweet praises sing, resounding o'er the day, hosannas to their King. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. That is the tension felt here today on this Palm and Passion Sunday. We begin with a joyous procession of palms singing, All glory, laud, and honor. But then came the silence. And then the confession. And then the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's all a bit of a roller coaster, to be quite honest with you. How do you go from such an exuberant praise to shouts of crucify him, crucify him, crucify him? Well, those of us who have ever screamed at our kids or spouse on the way home from church, know. We know how easily a day can begin with joy and peace, and end with a slamming of a door. And how sometimes it doesn't even take an hour. This is just the reality of who we are. Sinners and saints bound up together as one. We don't want to be among those who called for the cross. We don't want to admit that we too would have easily been bought by the Pharisees, just like Judas. We tremble in fear, thinking that we too would deny our Lord if it meant saving our life, like Peter did. We shudder to think that we'd barter for his clothing, like the soldiers, or tell him to save himself and us, come down from that cross, if he really is the Christ, the chosen one, like the thief hanging next to him, or the Pharisee standing before him. We wince in horror, thinking we would simply go home after the spectacle of the crucifixion and play with our friends and our family. But we would. And we do. There's another Lenten hymn that always runs through my head. Jesus, Refuge of the Weary. Stanza 2 goes like this. Do we pass the cross unheeding, breathing no repentant vow? Though we see you wounded, bleeding, see your thorn-encircled brow, yet your sinless death has brought us life eternal, peace and rest. Only what your grace has taught us calms the sinner's deep distress. That is just who we are. None of us are righteous. No, not one. There is no one who understands. No one who seeks God. All have turned us aside. We have become worthless. Not doers and lovers of good, but doers and lovers of evil. Theft, murder, greed, gossip, slander, malice, deceit, envy, pride, arrogance, foolishness, sexual immorality, idolatry. Our throat is an open grave. Our tongues practice deceit. The venom of asps is upon our lips. Our mouths are full of curses and bitterness. Our feet are swift to shed blood. There is no fear of God before our eyes. And the sooner we're willing to admit that, that we're not nearly as good and pious as we ought to be or even would like to be, and the sooner we, by the Spirit of the Lord, cling to this Jesus for all he is and all he does, if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus didn't ride into Jerusalem to make you better or to give you your best life here in this world. He didn't endure the scorn, the mocking, the beating, and the shame for simply your self-improvement. He didn't go to the cross to help you or encourage you or motivate you to keep on going. No, he died to save you. You weren't his friend. You weren't even neutral, able to choose to believe in God or not. You were dead in your trespasses. You were his enemy. Friends don't shout, "Crucify him." Friends don't say, "Well, we did what we could." Friends don't justify themselves when the innocent hangs for the wicked. Friends don't stay away from the presence of Christ on a Sunday morning because they're too busy, too tired, or too hurt. Friends don't continue to flippantly sin and think, "Yeah, it's okay, because God will forgive me anyway." Jesus says, "Whoever is not with me is against me." If you are not willing to admit that you were God's enemy, then I'm afraid his passion, his suffering, his bleeding, his dying isn't for you. He didn't suffer for the righteous. He didn't give his life for those who are on the right track and have it all figured out or only just need a little help. The cross is only for sinners. It is for the enemies of God. It is for those who even now still know in their hearts that they are pulled and allured by the darkness of sin. Jesus died for those who thought they were living, but in fact were destined for hell. His cross is his reaching into the grave to pull you out. It's your sin and your guilt that pounded through his hands and his feet. And it is his love that came pouring out on the cross for you. One of our favorite hymns captures this so well. He sighs, he dies, he takes my sin and wretchedness, he lives, forgives, he gives me his own righteousness. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne. Jesus, the Lamb of God, gladly, willingly, freely suffers all for you. He is not angry or ashamed or disappointed or begrudging in you in the least. He has loved you unto death, even death upon the cross. The cross is the love of God for us and for all people. It's reconciliation with the world. It's reconciliation with God. It's making the enemy a friend and turning hatred into joy. And that's what Christ desires more than anything else in all the world. God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. As that great Good Friday hymn says,
the sinless Son of God must die in sadness. The sinful child of man may live in gladness. Man forfeited his life and is acquitted. God is committed.
This Christ and his cross are for you. These are for those who can't understand how a crowd gathers with palm branches one moment and with change in their pockets the next, shouting, "Crucify him!" This Christ, this cross, are for those whose lives are constantly being pulled apart. They are for the lonely and for the forsaken and those on the brink of despair. This Christ and his cross are for sinners only. And that includes you. In Jesus' name, amen.